The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Democrats know deep down that they need men in order to win elections, but then they go and do the craziest crap and call it masculinity. This absolute legend was at a panel in Chicago talking about masculinity and the people who just lost an election, partly due to how badly they appealed to men, could not answer one simple question.
Who is the most masculine Democrat right now in America?
And there's
Mayor Pete.
Is that a gay joke?
No. Mayor Pete, no. Well, no, it's just that he's not particularly masculine. Nobody's like, oh, Mayor Pete, he's a badass. Chuck Schumer? Is anybody like, hey, you know, Chuck Schumer holding up an avocado and a beer to talk about the Super Bowl? Is anybody like that trying to grill? Is anybody like, hey, that's a dude I want to hang out with?
But Trump's like a grandpa.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Trump took a bullet in his ear and immediately stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. Every man in America and most of the women out here were impressed by that, even if the women won't admit it. She's shaking her head strong.
They're so arrogant. They just got shellacked by men in the last election in terms of turnout, and they have the gall to say that they are right about what masculinity is. And then, guys, they go after the grandpas. And most grandpas, by the way, who are not Tim Walz, are masculine. Most grandpas are more masculine than millennials at this point, in my opinion, but Democrats don't get it. They do not understand what masculinity is, and it has totally cost them in terms of elections, in terms of just overall buy into the Democrat Party, because now when they make political ads, for instance, aimed at getting men to vote for them, the ads are either super feminine or they're literally roasting men. And that's what happened all this last election cycle. You had men openly saying, oh, if I believe in masculine things, I'm an awful person. And somehow that was supposed to appeal to masculine men. They don't get it. They just don't get it. And so it turns out, again, when you get roasted, you don't actually want to vote for someone. And that's what's happening with the Democrat Party right now. So I guess I don't know what to say. It's the most fascinating thing to me right now, what's going on with the Democrat Party. I just feel like the incentives are there for them to learn their lesson and show just one shred of humility and figure out how to appeal to men. Because again, when I say the incentives are in the right place, what I mean is they want to win elections. And so you would think that Democrats would look at it and say, okay, well, clearly we lost the election, so we need to pivot. And for some reason, that has not been the message in the last 3 months. People are looking at it, the Democrat Party, and they are not showing any humility to change. They don't want to change at all. And if you look at the history of the Democrat Party, they actually have made significant pivots. And Republicans talk about this openly, always. They've always said Democrats know what they're doing when it comes to elections. They have a fantastic ground game. They do very well with fundraising, things like that. And I suppose in some ways they did well with that this year as well, or last year rather. But for some reason, when they failed in the past, they've been able to swing back and learn their lesson. And usually if you look at history, at least in my lifetime, you see them do it fairly quickly. They recognize their mistakes fairly quickly, but it's not happening right now. And again, I don't understand. And so all I can do is just laugh at them, because just learn your lesson and Democrats will probably win elections in the next 8 years. But then instead, they just want to double down on the stupidity that they're already doing and then proceed to lose every single election in the subsequent policies that they could have enacted. It's fine by me. I'm not saying I'm upset about it. It's just surprising. You know what else is surprising? You can get your federal tax return right now done for only $69 with QuickTax America, and they hate the IRS as much as you do. And because of that, they get you every single dollar back that they can. It's one completely transparent price because it's their only price. They do all the work, unlike all the other big online services. All you have to do is simply upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. The lunacy continues, guys. A trans influencer's live stream is going viral because he now has a baby and was showing off his motherly instincts. Take a look.
Thank you, guys. Everyone make sure you get a heart me. We need 7 more fireworks, y'all. They're in 12-month clothing, Christy. They're in 9 to 12, but like 12-month. That's like they're growing like a weed. What show will you be on? The Alex Stein show.
So here's the thing. People often ask, you'll talk to liberals and they'll just say, why don't you just leave them alone? Just leave them alone. Why is it any of your business? And this is why. This is why, guys. Because if an adult man wants to call himself a woman, they can do it. I have no problems with that. I'm not going to say that they are a woman, but if they want to, and if they want to be weird, and if they want to have a beard and grow out long hair and dress like a woman, they can do it. Like, whatever, man. Weird, but fine. But when you bring children into it, this is when we have to get involved. And if you're a good person, you should get involved. I want to read for you guys just a tiny part of one of the most important kind of documents or declarations of belief from my church, because it really says it all. It says everything that I feel about this video. It's 2 sentences. It says, children are entitled to birth within the bonds of matrimony and to be reared by a father and a mother who honor marital vows with complete fidelity. Happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I care. That's really why I care, because God has made it abundantly clear in the scriptures, in modern wisdom, in our own intellect and reason, which he's given us, that children are entitled to a father and a mother. And that guy is not a mother. Basically, he's a stepfather because I believe they received that child through surrogacy. So I feel very strongly about this. Part of the reason why is because I'm expecting my first child in 2 to 3 months. And I know that baby in that video is entitled to a father and a mother. What this couple has done should be illegal. I hope it is soon, and I think all of us should do what we can to put an end to it. Hey guys, I want to let you know about a deal I'm running right now. My book, A New Cult, it's on the bookshelf right now. It's only $9.99 on Amazon. I had a great time writing. I talk about a ton of the crazy stuff we talked about in this video. What the left is doing to take over the West. Fantastic time writing it. Again, you're going to enjoy reading it as well. So go check it out on Amazon, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.